Hello.
We'll get started with Manolo.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
All right, Manolo, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Well, I see that Matt Olson is back there in the lineup as the first baseman, which obviously means that he's recovered a bit from his knee thing. How much do you think it has affected him recently in his swing, not having the use of the 100% use of his legs?
It may some. I don't think he'd ever use anything as an excuse. You're not going to be 100% over the course of a Major League Baseball season. But yeah, for a guy who's a power hitter like him, it may affect him some. But again, he's not one to use excuses for anything.
Yes, the other thing I see that Seth Brown is at a DH spot instead of a Moreland. Is this a combination of giving a Moreland a break after so many days of activity, or taking a look of Brown that has been swinging well recently, or a combination of both things?
Well, it's actually partially, he's got a little bit of a hamstring issue at this point. So a combination of that, and he's played a little bit more first base recently than maybe we had thought early in the season. So, we're trying to keep everybody healthy the best we can. He's been more DHing than playing first before that, and he's had a significant workload. So just tightened up a little bit on him, during the game yesterday. We give him the day off, maybe a pinch hit, maybe DH is the next day, and then we have an off day. Hopefully, we're past it.
Matt Kohara.
Hey, Bob, this is just a day off for Berkey today.
Yeah, and he we I brought him in the game the other day as well. We're targeting early in the season for him, kind of two on and one off. So he'll play tomorrow and kind of, if we give him the day off, he plays tomorrow, and then we have an off day. We think that's a better workload for him.
Irvin yesterday, he said he was unhappy in his first outing with some of the command, and obviously didn't walk a guy until his last batter yesterday. But the pitching staff overall has issued kind of a higher number of walks, which is a little bit unusual for the pitchers. And I think Wendelken the other day said that just throwing strikes is an emphasis for him right now. Is that staff-wide that you guys are kind of trying to address the walk numbers for the first week?
Yeah, it's unlike what we do as a staff. When you look at the numbers last year, we try to put as few guys on via walk as we possibly can, and we've been pretty good about that over the years. So yes, overall our pitching numbers haven't been great. But as far as Cole, yeah, I thought he threw the ball really well yesterday. Correa hits one out, probably a pretty good pitch that he hit. Alvarez hits one in the upper deck, and ends up giving three runs like we talked about last night to a team like this, which is not a bad outing for a guy. So I thought he had much better command yesterday than he did his previous outing.
Vince Catronio.
Hey Bob, I'm just curious, as you watch the at bats, are you, even though the numbers aren't where you expect them to be at some point, are you still seeing them getting in good counts, getting themselves in position to get the things going that they want to do, and it's just not there yet? Is that at least an encouraging sign that you sense they're seeing pitches and they're there, but just not taking it over the top?
We're just not there yet. What would we struck out first four or five of the game yesterday? It's about getting a good ball to hit, and we haven't gotten to that point yet. So I mean our numbers look like they do because we just haven't performed at the level that we're capable of at this point. And it's been across the board. You look at our run differential, and that kind of tells the tale of where we are right now. But it's not going to be this way forever. I really believe that, and sort of the guys in the room.
And the McCullers game against you last week, where got him to throw a lot of pitches, but he stayed in the game. He was able to hang in there. You feel like you said, when things are better, you're not going to let that kind of situation maybe let the guy off the hook, that you sense that you're going to have multiple guys there helping you get the job done.
Yeah, that particular game we make them work, and that's kind of who we are as a team. Even if we don't get hits early on, we make pitchers work and throw a lot of pitches and get guys on, and at some point in time we come through. We just haven't come through in the situations with guys on base right now. So we'll keep going after it, but I think that particular game to point is you know, it started out being the type of game that we're good at. We just couldn't finish it off. And like you said, we let him off the hook.
Manolo.
Yeah, but the other day against the Dodgers, Andrews had a key sacrifice fly after being down two strikes. Yesterday he had a double, and he could have had another one if not for that great play by Straw in center field. Do you see a lot of improvements of him at bat hitting right now?
I do. His last couple games have been his best. So, you know, he's got a long track record of being a good offensive and defensive performer. But it's not like unlike anybody else right now. You know, we get a good game, we get a couple good at-bats, and we don't, you know, follow through the next day. But I do see some signs where he's had better at-bats the last couple games than maybe early on.
Yes, and Fires is due to pitch today or tomorrow. And in either case, how many innings is he going to throw this time?
I think we're looking upwards of potentially four. And then I think two more outings after that. So I think it'll be four outings total.
Great. And we'll take a final question from Matt Kohara.
Seth Brown was up with you guys for a little bit last year, but didn't get a hold many opportunities to play, obviously. Made an impact in the game against the Dodgers right away. Was that good to see? And is this kind of an opportunity for him, just with maybe getting a little bit of playing time here?
It is. You know, I know he was disappointed about being sent down. You know, he's one of the last guys sent down, and that's difficult, you know, especially for a guy that's been around us here for the last couple of years. So, yes, this is a great opportunity for him. You know, he's getting three games here where he's getting multiple at-bats and an opportunity. And, you know, I don't think he can ask for any more than that. So, you know, we're trying to find the best combination on a particular day to go out there and potentially score some runs. And right now at this point, he's part of it.
All right. That's all. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.